After such time, we will systematically seek out your friends and loved ones and destroy their lives. Wouldn't you like to see a sign like that? I'll bet a lot of smokers would think twice about lighting up near a sign like that. You have to be direct. Thank you for not smoking is simply embarrassing. Personally, I think all of this upgraded feel-good language is a further sign of America's increasing uncertainty about itself. I'm sure you've noticed that many restaurants can't simply say cheeseburger on the menu. They have to get cute and over-descriptive. Well, why not go along with them? Why not use the menu's own language when you place your order? But if you do, you gotta do it right. No fair reading directly from the menu. Instead, you must memorize the exact description given of the item you've chosen, and then look the waiter directly in the eye as you say, "I'll have the succulent, fresh-ground, government-inspected, choice, all-beef, 8-ounce, char-broiled sirloin patty, served on your own award-winning, lightly-toasted sesame seed bun, and topped with a generous slice of Wisconsin's finest golden cheddar cheese, made from pure grade-A premium milk, recently extracted from a big, fat, smelly cow infected with flesh-eating bacteria." See if that doesn't get you good service. But before the waiter leaves your table, ask for a glass of water. Say, "Would you mind bringing me a clear, cylindrical, machine-crafted, moderate-capacity drinking vessel filled with nature's own colorless, odorless, extra-wet liquid water?" That pisses them off. I never get critical or judgmental about whether or not a movie is any good. The way I look at it, if several hundred people got together every day for a year or so, a number of them willing to put on heavy makeup, wear clothes that aren't their own, and pretend to be people other than themselves, and their whole purpose for doing all this was to entertain me, then I'm not going to start worrying about whether or not they did a good job. The effort alone was enough to make me happy. Dear political activists, all your chanting, marching, voting, picketing, boycotting, and letter writing will not change a thing. You will never right the wrongs of this world. The only thing your activity will accomplish is to make some of you feel better. Such activity makes powerless people feel useful and provides them with the illusion that they're making a difference. But it doesn't work. Nothing changes. The powerful keep the power. That's why they're called the powerful. This is similar to people's belief that love can overcome everything, that it has some special power. It doesn't, except one-on-one. One-on-one, love is incredibly powerful. It is a beautiful thing. But if love had any power to change the world, it would have prevailed by now. Love can't change the world. It's nice. It's pleasant. It's better than hate. But it has no special power over things. It just feels good. Love yourself, find another person to love, and feel good. Love, George. Remember, drinking and driving don't mix. Safety experts suggest you do your drinking first and get it out of the way. Then go driving. When your toilet won't stop running, and you put your hand in the tank to fix the chain, don't you wonder briefly whether or not the water in the tank has already been in the toilet bowl? If you can't say something nice about a person, go ahead. I'm not taking sides here, but in listening to a discussion about the Middle East on C-SPAN the other night, I realized I would rather tongue-kiss Yasser Arafat than ass-fuck Ariel Sharon. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's just a feeling I had.
Is Bruno a sadist?
Beats me.
They say that rather than cursing the darkness, one should light a candle. They don't mention anything about cursing a lack of candles. Beethoven was a pupil of Haydn, and Schubert lived near the two of them. Supposedly they all frequented the same little cafes. I wonder if they ever got together and gang-banged a lady piano player. Just a thought. If you're a criminal, The best way to be is at large.